We continue in our limud of Mishnayot Masechet Chala. We are in Perek Daled, Mishnah Gimel. Previously, in the first two Mishnayot of the Perek, we discussed how two doughs that are attached can combine into one single Chala to be obligated in Afrashat Chala. Now the Mishnah is going to tell us cases where doughs that are not directly attached to each other can be considered combined. Shene Kabim. If someone made two doughs, each dough is one kav, which means not enough of a measure for the obligation. Ve'kav orez o kav teruma ba'emtza. And a dough that is made from one kav of rice flour, or a dough that is made from one kav of teruma. Teruma, we know, is not subject to the chala obligation. And that dough is between the two doughs, connecting them. So you have two doughs, each one of a kav. And then in between those two doughs, you have a dough that is made of rice flour in between. Enan mitstarfim. The two doughs do not combine into a single challah obligated dough because they're not connected with a dough that is subject to the obligation of challah. Because rice flour is not subject to the obligation of challah. Teruma dough is not subject either. So what's combining them is something that is exempt from afrashat chala. So they're not considered combined. However, davar shenitlach alato ba'emtza mitstarfim. Let's say dough that was already obligated in chala, and chala has already been separated from them, from that dough. You took dough that chala was already separated from. And ba'emtza, you put it in between those two doughs, mitstarfim. Then the two doughs combine, shekvar nitchayev b'chala, because the connecting dough was previously obligated in chala. Unlike the rice flour dough or tumah that was never obligated, but a dough that was at one point obligated can serve as a connector to combine the two separate doughs into one obligated dough in afrashat chala. Mishnah Daled. As an introduction, we'll mention what the Rambam writes in his Pirush, that dough that is made with flour of 1 year's grain cannot be designated as chala for dough that is made with flour of another year's grain. In other words, you have grain from an earlier year and grain from the current year, and each one you made dough from it. One cannot exempt the other. You cannot take out chala from one to exempt the other one. So now in our Mishnah, we will learn a case where dough that is made from the flour of 1 year's grain was joined together with dough that was made with flour of another year's grain. Kav chadash v'kav yashan shenashchu ze bazeh. If a dough made from a kav of chadash, new flour, meaning of this year's grain, and a dough made from a kav of old flour, yashan, meaning of last year's grain, if they were nashchu ze bazeh, they were firmly attached to the point that they bite, quote-unquote, into one another, meaning that if you were to detach them, it would take a piece from the other. Rabbi Ishmael omer yitol min ha'emtza. Rabbi Ishmael says, in this case, you separate chala from the middle point, meaning the point where the two doughs are joined, so that he's separating the chala from both doughs. But v'chachamim osrim. Chachamim say you're not supposed to do that at all. The only solution in this case, according to Chachamim, would be that chala would be taken from two other obligated doughs, meaning from a new dough for the kav of the new dough, and from an old dough for the kav of the old dough that is in this mixture. But to take from the middle, like Rabbi Ishmael said, is not an option according to Chachamim, and the Bar Tenura says, V'halacha kechachamim. Baruch Adonai Leolam, Amen ve'amen.